This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Hope you're having a great Friday and have a big weekend planned. And the draft is next week. And we are going all in next week from our draft headquarters downtown at the Buffalo Wild Wings. Not a great place for fans to have us get a chance to intermingle, but a great place to watch the draft. But our broadcast location isn't great for that. But with that said, we'll get out and about there a little bit, but we'll be every day from 10 to 2, except Friday, I think it's 10 to 1 because of a Tiger game. And then our draft show, 8 to midnight with the whole crew from everybody from the station on Thursday night. So we've got that to look forward to. All right, so something Rod Wood said yesterday about having a ton of primetime games. His quote was, I don't know if we'll max out. I mean, you get six scheduled plus Thanksgiving technically, and then you can actually be flexed into a seventh. I think we'll be towards six. Whether we get six or not, I don't know. This is prime time games.
And what, four last year?
Yes. So
is that four plus the Thanksgiving game?
I'd have to go back and look. I think Thanksgiving's
is the
built in one. All right, so what games are going to be primetime? They play the divisional opponents. I could certainly see a divisional game being primetime against either Chicago or Green Bay. Probably one of the Green Bay
games. I could see a Green Bay game, yeah.
We got Thanksgiving. Other games that could be, I mean, I almost expect the San Francisco game.
Sure.
To be a primetime game. What about the Dallas game?
Sure. I mean, it'd build up to the mistakes were made. Is that at Dallas or is that here?
It was at Dallas.
I know. The upcoming game is at Dallas too?
It's at Dallas, yeah. And the upcoming San Francisco game's at San Francisco.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So.
Is that breaking the schedule?
We got three, at Dallas, at San Francisco. We expect maybe a Green Bay game. Other games that could be flexed.
Well, think of this too. Any Thursday, any rando team you're playing could be a Thursday night game, right? Because they don't put the giant premium on those games.
They're doing it more than they used to.
They've gotten better at it, but still.
It used to be literally, okay, what's the worst game this week? That's the Thursday night game.
Well, maybe now we just consider it there's more premium on it because the Lions are good.
Yep.
So that could simply be it.
What about Buffalo? Could Buffalo be a game that's
sure.
It's a primetime game?
Yeah.
NFL has done a great job of parity in the league where everyone's kind of like got hope at the least, right? There's very few just completely, I have zero chance at anything. The worst team the Lions probably play as far as like appeal is probably the Cardinals. Even they have Kyler Murray at least. The Bears will have Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. Okay. And everyone else is, hey, they're either made the playoffs or they're close to it. Like the Colts would say they didn't make the playoffs last year. Anthony Richardson's going to be a draw. Yeah. The Colts almost made it with Gardner Minshew as their quarterback. They got the Texans. We all know what the Texans did. Any divisional game you mentioned, the Jags are on the schedule. The Rams, there's storylines all over the place. I think
Minnesota may have the least amount of appeal.
Maybe. You know? But what if they bring in a rookie quarterback in? You know, I don't know. But that's
what about Tennessee? now that we're going least amount.
Do they have Tennessee on their schedule? Oh, yeah, they do. Yep.
The Will Levis effect?
Will Levis.
But, I don't think there's a whole lot of effect there, jokingly.
To Gator's point, though, Thursday night, it doesn't even matter what teams are playing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think there's four likely candidates, and that would be San Francisco, at Dallas, Buffalo at Ford Field, and Green Bay at either place. If he thinks they're getting – might get six, Rams certainly playoff rematch.
Oh, sure.
Could be a fifth. And Tampa, Seattle, Tennessee, maybe Houston? Is Houston the next most likely one to give us six? Now, we have also talked about this, about things that we are still getting used to, like the fact that this might just happen. We are getting used to the fact that this Lions team is one that's worthy of having six games. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. We are now on the marquee of the NFL. And it's great. It's the kind of thing that we always dreamed. I mean, there was always that's disrespectful. Nobody cares about the Lions. We're probably going to start getting to the point where people are sick of us. Honestly. Not right away, but eventually. No. Here, if they have another good year, after a while, people are going to get sick of Detroit.
You know what's crazy too, guys, is that their headlining personality might be their head coach, as far as the nation is concerned. Mm-hmm. People don't bring up the Lions without bringing up Dan Campbell. Like, Dan Campbell is that WWE type, you know, comes in hot, and he's got a personality. Because Goff, usually it's the quarterback of the team, but Goff is pretty bland. I mean, he's a true pro.
He's very dry.
Yeah,
he's funny and entertaining, but he's dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then J-Mo hasn't developed into that, you know, that marquee receiver yet. Gibbs might be pretty quickly here. I mean, once the nation gets to see this guy. But, and then is it Hutch? You know, player-wise, yeah. I mean, I think Dan Campbell's like the lead dog.
He is. And I think he doesn't mind it. I don't think he seeks it out. I think it's just his personality. And then the media is like, well, we want this guy to be front and center.
So there's a couple things about that. One is I was just in California and I met two people that I mentioned just briefly. I was from Detroit and the topic of the Lions came up and immediately the topic went to Dan Campbell. But I don't think people tune in to watch a coach often. Maybe in college basketball.
Mm.
I think that's it. But I mean, in what sport do people tune in to watch a coach?
Well, nobody. Nobody tunes in to watch a coach, but you tune in to watch that coach's team.
I'd go with college basketball. People watch Coach K, Coach Knight.
I think what you get with the Lions is that the team feeds off of the coach's personality.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's the appeal. It's a Dan Campbell team. It's like watching a Nick Saban team. You know what you're getting. You know, that's the appeal of it. But Dan Campbell's great for the soundbite before the game starts.
And he's great because Dan Gamble. People know Dan Campbell. Yeah. He will go for it. He will fake punt. He will fake field goal. As your seat. So, yeah, you're right, Doug. They're not watching there to see Campbell necessarily coach, but they know the decisions he makes can be wild. Oh, tackle eligible if he reports. You know what I mean? Things like that.
He reported, Kang. He reported. So, anyway, six, maybe up to six primetime games. Now, the other thing about that is, as a season ticket holder, like those primetime games can wear you out, too.
They can. It can also make you some money if you want to sell them on the secondary market.
Well, that's true.
Because people want to be part of it.
That's absolutely true.
Hey, good news. Seattle's on the schedule again.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's been a frustrating game the last three times we played the Seattle Seabags.
All right. It's valid.
And it's at home.
You know, another thing with all the primetime games possibly is Do people, we do this with college football, the 1 o'clock, the noon start, you know, your schedule is kind of set on a Sunday. Now it's a night game. The whole day's longer. Oh. Everything changes.
I mean, this is badge of honor stuff. You go to all these games, and if it's a Monday night game or a Thursday night game, you're going to work on Tuesday or Friday. You're like, oh, I was at the game last night. Didn't get out of the parking garage until 1 o'clock in the morning. You know.
Well, Gator, I will tell you that I don't go to every Lions game, and so I don't have an opinion on it.
I do.
If I with that said, you're at every home game. Can there be such thing as too much prime time?
I think there can be. I think it's funny because we've never been in this position where our team was perceived to be this good. Mm-hmm. Like, so good. You know, even that team that won the playoff game in the 90s, the offseason was brutal for them. You know, having to deal with the paralysis of one of your players and then the death of another one, it was just awful in the offseason. You know, knocking on wood here, we haven't had disturbing stories of what's going on here with the Lions other than, you know, somebody in Cameron Sutton and his situation. So the general consensus about this Lions
situation, as far as we're concerned, we're done with it.
Yeah, exactly. So they waived them. But the thought on this team is this is a really good football team going into next season. And we expect this window to be open here for a little bit. So it's kind of strange territory. When we're growing up watching the Lions, or even not necessarily growing up, you know, 10, 15 years ago, it's like we dreamed of having games in prime time because they just didn't happen because the team sucked. You had to be a good team to play on Monday Night Football. You needed to have a winning record. And we weren't seeing that. So to go from maybe getting one primetime game to, oh my God, we're going to have five or six. Yeah, it might seem like a bit much, and yet it's still going to be pretty cool. I'd like it. I like it a lot.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.